Chapter 12 A Young Lady Goes to Brighton. A fortnight later, Elizabeth left Hunsford. After 4 hours from Kent, she reached Mr. Gardiner's house. She was to remain a few days there before traveling home with Jane. Jane looked very well, and Elizabeth decided not to tell her sister of Mr. Darcy's proposal of marriage to her. She was afraid that his name would remind her sister of Bingley. Finally, the two young ladies left Gracechurch Street and arrived home at last to Longbourn. Their sisters were very delighted to see them after so long a time. Mrs. Bennet was quite happy to see that Jane had not lost her beauty. Mr. Bennet said, more than once during dinner,
"I am glad you are back, Lizzie."
After they had returned home for 2 weeks, the family was gathered together when Mr. Bennet appeared, a letter in his hand. The letter was an invitation from a Mrs. Forster. She was the wife of the colonel of the army which had been stationed at Meryton. Mrs. Forster had written to ask Lydia to join her for a month at Brighton. This friend was a very young woman, and her good humor had made Lydia warm and friendly towards her. Lydia was filled with joy and flew about the house in restless happiness. But Kitty was very sad.
"I don't know why Mrs. Forster did not ask me as well," complained Kitty.
Elizabeth tried, without success, to make Kitty see that this was not a great opportunity. Jane also tried to make her feel better. The invitation did not excite Elizabeth as much as it did her mother. She believed it to be the death of all common sense in Lydia. "She is an extremely silly girl, Papa, and she flirts horribly with men. If she goes to Brighton Camp, she is likely to make both herself and her family appear quite ridiculous. Mrs. Forster is not much better. She has no more sense of good manners than Lydia, and Lydia will follow wherever she goes."
"Do not trouble yourself, my love," replied Mr. Bennet. "If Lydia does not go to Brighton, we will have no peace. Let her go, then. Colonel Forster is a sensible man. He will keep her out of any real trouble."
Elizabeth had to be content with this answer. Had Lydia known that this was the way Elizabeth felt, she would have forever been angry with her. A visit to Brighton offered Lydia every chance at happiness. In her mind, she imagined the streets filled with handsome young officers from the army. She imagined herself to be the center of attention there. On the day she left for Brighton, Kitty was the only one who cried. But she cried out of jealousy rather than Lydia's absence. Mrs. Bennet told her daughter to enjoy herself as much as possible. There was every reason to believe this advice would be followed. The gentler goodbyes of her older sisters went unheard. For a week or so, both Mrs. Bennet and Kitty complained about how boring everything around them was. This threw a darkness over the house. Elizabeth soon began to look forward to her tour to the lakes. This was her best medicine against all the uncomfortable hours, listening to the unhappiness of Kitty and her mother. Finally, after the first fortnight of Lydia's absence, good humor was again at Longbourn. Families who had been away for the winter came back again, and summer visits again became common. Mrs. Bennet was again quite peaceful, and Kitty felt so much better that she only talked about officers once a day. Elizabeth's northern tour of the lakes was fast approaching, but one day a letter arrived from Mrs. Gardiner. She wrote that her husband, because of business, could not leave until July. This was because he had to be in London again within a month. As this was too short a time for them to go so far, they could only go as far north as Derbyshire. This was where Mrs. Gardiner had grown up, near the town of Lambton. Elizabeth was disappointed. She had really wanted to see the lakes, but it was her way to be satisfied with what she had, and all was soon right again. But the name of Derbyshire brought many ideas to her. It was impossible for her to see the word without thinking of Pemberley and its owner, Mr. Darcy.
Mr. and Mrs. Gardiner finally appeared at Longbourn, where they stayed overnight. The next morning they set off with Elizabeth toward Derbyshire. When they had spent some time in the countryside, they decided to go towards the little town of Lambton. Elizabeth discovered from her aunt that Pemberley was located only 5 miles from Lambton. Mrs. Gardiner also said that she wished to see the place. Elizabeth was upset. She did not want to go to Pemberley, but could not say so without giving an explanation. The chance of meeting Mr. Darcy while they were looking at the place filled her with fear. Before she went to bed that night, she asked the maid at their inn if the family at Pemberley were there for the summer. The answer no brought her relief. She stopped feeling nervous, and she felt very curious to see the house for herself. When they rose the next morning, she could truthfully answer that she was happy to go. To Pemberley, therefore, they went.